Well, Germany's transport network is at a near standstill as the country experiences one of its largest strikes in decades. At midnight local time, staff at airports, railways, ports, buses and subways walked out and don't plan on returning until tomorrow. Workers want at least a 10% boost to their salaries to help them cope with the rapidly rising prices. With us now from Berlin is our correspondent Thomas Sparrow. Akura, hi Thomas.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
You too. Now, this looks like a really big strike. Give us a sense of the scale of this.
You mentioned already that this is being described as the biggest strike in decades. And just to give you some numbers here, one of the trade unions that is leading these strikes represents around 2.5 million public sector employees. Another union said that over 30,000 railway workers have joined the strike. And this has basically meant that since last night, since Sunday evening, but in particular on Monday in Germany, basically every public transport from buses to trains to planes, they have all been still. Not every single one, but most definitely the case. And this has meant that for millions of people who depend on public transport to go, for example, to work or to take their kids to school or so on, it has really been a bit chaotic. Those who defend the strikes say it's important to put pressure on public sector employers for an increase in salaries given Germany's inflation. Those who are against these strikes have said that it was exaggerated and it is causing a lot of problems, especially for those people who depend on public sector.
Is there wider public support for the strikes?
There is wider public support for the strikes in particular because many Germans are aware of the fact that the situation, the economic situation in particular, is now very difficult. That inflation here is around 8%, which is very high for Germany. It has meant that prices have gone up rapidly. So there is some sort of understanding that increases have to come also when we're talking about salaries. However, for those who were affected in particular today, and by the way, for those who have been affected by previous strikes, there has also been some sense of impatience as well, because there is an understanding that this is also causing major disruptions to the country.
Just finally, the inflation rate in Germany, what is that, around 8.5%? That's a little bit below the UK, but this is a trend right across Europe, isn't it? This doesn't seem to be going anywhere, this entrenched inflation.
Absolutely, and this is one of the main reasons why this is important. We're not talking only about something that is happening here in Germany. If you look at other countries in Europe, they have also faced major strikes. Even here in Germany, this is not the first strike. We had only a few weeks ago strikes in the postal service as well, and other strikes as well. And this is something that experts are saying will continue as long as inflation is high and as long as you have all these discussions between public sector employers and some of the major trade unions in order to come to some sort of agreement that can help employees that are facing all these very high prices indeed.
Thomas, thank you very much for the update there. Thomas Sparrow, our correspondent in Berlin.